May the meditations of my mouth and the heart, the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen.
This is a poll. Which day of the week is the most popular day for Jesus to heal the sick? Any day? Oh, come now. You've got to be more specific than any day. The Sabbath. Right. The Sabbath day is the day when Jesus seems to heal those who are in great need, those who suffer great sickness, those who are blind, those who are lame, the lepers. And somebody's always there to object. Makes for great reading. You ought to try it. If you'll take your Book of Common Prayer and open it to page 350. Hear the commandments of God to his people. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of bondage. You shall have no other gods but me. You shall not make for yourself any idol. You shall not invoke with malice the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. How do you remember the Sabbath day and how do you keep it holy? First, I suppose we ought to clarify just what day of the week is the Sabbath day. Any of you have read the creation story? Which is the Sabbath day in Genesis? The seventh day. Okay. Is the seventh day your Sabbath day? How many of you kept holy the Sabbath day yesterday? No, you didn't keep holy the Sabbath day. Is today your Sabbath day? What besides being here at this moment are you doing to keep it holy? Do you have intentions to watch the end of the golf match this afternoon? Let's talk about Sabbath. Time. There's a little uncertainty in the religious community as to which day of the week we ought to keep holy, so let's just say time. I want to make a recommendation to you. That is that you establish clearly a special time that is going to be your Sabbath time. And that Sabbath time can be any length of time on any day of the week. But you've got to draw your lines in the sand and tell those people with whom you live, this is my Sabbath time. Or if you want to negotiate, you can say, this is our Sabbath time. And what are we going to do to keep it holy? I believe that we're talking about a way of keeping real our relationship with God. And there have been significant social changes in the world. I remember as a child, for example, you could say that Sunday was indeed a time for Sabbath day because no stores were open. Anybody else remember that? You're here. People were given an opportunity to be free of what normally occupies us through the week. It was separate time. We don't have that anymore. It's a luxury. So carve out for yourself a special time. Once you've decided on the time, establish a special place. When I was learning how to study, which was very late in my life, I was told that I should go to a certain place and the only thing that I should do in that place was study. Well, I'd also learned that that's the way I ought to do my prayers. To go to a place and set it apart. That's where you go to do your prayers. And if your mind begins to wander, get up and leave. Walk around the yard. Come back. Start again. It is an intimate relationship that we share with God. It is an intimate relationship that we share with each other. And it is a most intimate relationship we have with ourselves. And those three relationships need time for nurture. That will be our Sabbath time. I tell you this story knowing that I've told it to you before, but it always brings a laugh, I think. A friend of mine whose name was Eben was reading book written here in St. Louis, I believe, Masters and Johnson. It's a very dangerous book. Eben was from India. He was very tall, about 6'6". And he came into the chapel office at Syracuse University carrying this book and reading it while he was walking, which is a dangerous thing. Those of you who text understand exactly what I mean. And he says, you know, you Americans are crazy. I said, why? He said, it says here, you make love for 20 minutes. I said, well, what are you doing in here? He said, we spend the whole day. I said, Eben, no wonder you're so skinny. You don't get it. It's the way we say goodbye in the morning. It's the spontaneous contact we have during the day. It's the surprise lunch. It's the bouquet of flowers. It's that time when we reunite at the end of the working day and we just sit down and enjoy being in each other's company for a specific amount of time. Then we have our cocktails. Then we have our dinner. But that precious moment when we come together is not a time when I dump my garbage in the lap of my bride. That time is special because it reestablishes that intimate relationship that is so vitally important to all of us. It is so essential to our happiness as husband and wife, as father and mother, as children of God. So I would suggest thinking about establishing your Sabbath time. set apart as your time with God and with yourself and with each other. And focus on that time. Give it at least an hour. A maximum of maybe 4 hours. So it's a short day. But Sabbath time is vitally important to all of us. And we have a message to carry to the world that we need to have time to be with ourselves and with our God, other than when we gather for worship.